The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Governance activist Isaac Mwanza discontinues petition, citing threats and BR. Pharmaceutical expert Jerome Kanika justifies the disposal of expiry medicines by ZAMSA. In international news, Ethiopia faces widespread human rights abuses in 2024. And in sports news, Guinea appoints Paolo Duarte as new coach of the Sahli National.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suilanji Malenga. Governance activist Isaac Mwanza has discontinued his petition in the Constitution Court, citing allegations of threats by one of its own judges and perceived bias by the court. This is in a matter in which Mr. Mwanza, who is also Zambia Civil Liberties Union Executive Director, was seeking the interpreting of the constitutional process on how amendments to the Constitution must be initiated. Meanwhile, a consortium of civil society organizations on governance have expressed disappointment by the discontinuation of the petition. Consortium Deputy Chairperson Director Solomon Ngoma says it is evident that the events that unfolded in chambers made it possible for Mr. Mwanza to receive a fair hearing, stressing that threatening or intimidating a litigant is unacceptable for any judicial officer. In a statement, Mr. Ngoma said such allegations against judicial officers erode public trust in the judicial system. He has since urged all judges to uphold the highest standards of judicial conduct befitting their office.
The decision to continue the case means that crucial questions, particularly on constitutionality of amendment process, will remain unanswered. One such question is whether all constitutional amendments require a technical committee. This is not a minor procedural matter, but a fundamental constitutional issue. By avoiding a determination, the court missed an opportunity to provide much needed clarity and reaffirm the principles of constitutionalism and the rule of law in Zambia. We are deeply concerned by the impression that the court becomes overly defensive in the challenge. The constitution under Article 1, Clause 3 is very clear that no arm of government, including the judiciary, stands above it.
In a separate development, Advocates for Democratic Governance Foundation, ADG, Executive Director Gideon Musonda has expressed concern that the lack of active participation by the Patriotic Front, PF, in the by-elections is undermining democratic growth in Zambia. Speaking in an interview with Power FM News, Mr. Musonda said the PF, as the main opposition party, has compromised its chances of making a political comeback by not contesting under its own brand name. He described the situation as unfortunate, noting that when the main opposition is absent from political contests, it leaves the ruling party with higher likelihood of winning unchallenged. Mr. Musonda urged the judiciary to expedite court cases involving the Patriotic Front so that the final decisions can be made, saying this would promote democratic growth and ensure that all opposition political parties can participate effectively.
Current elections that are happening without the main opposition political party, they are participating effectively using their brand name, as Patriotic Front. Mm-hmm. I think it has compromised everything. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate that this is happening. And for the UPND, I think, they even know themselves, that the real competition can only happen when, PF, is participating fully. As PF, we know it, and that's what is, happening, So it's not a surprise that when there is no main contender, the main opposition, political party contesting, you expect that the ruling political party will get it easy. But we have a word and also something to advocate for. Mm-hmm. For purposes of ensuring that there is growth you know, in our democracy, where all political parties are given, you know, a fair platform, you know, to compete. We urge.
In another development, pharmaceutical expert Jerome Kanyika has termed as normal pharmaceutical problem the move by the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, to destroy over 100 million kwacha worth of expired ARVs, TB and cancer drugs. The move in question, which was made public by ZAMSA during a press briefing, has seen a number of mixed feelings as people question how government could let drugs expire when some health facilities are in need of the same medication. Commenting on the concerns raised, Mr. Kanyika told ParFM Copperbelt Bureau in an interview that the normal and acceptable expiry rate for drugs must be below 5% according to international standards. Mr. Kanyika was quick to mention that there are a number of factors that contribute to expiry of certain drugs, and such cannot be avoided or be attributed to neglect by government in utilizing the medication, adding that it is not possible that all drugs can be consumed. He said the drugs that were announced expired by ZAMSA are within the acceptable limits, and it has nothing to do with stock availability in health facilities.
Because of medication, it's a normal pharmacal problem, and it's a normal pharmaceutical process. So what is that from ZAMSA? Well, ZAMSA is telling you that ZAMSA has in store carrying the drug every 10 point something billion and above. So from there, they have some expiry of stock, which is, it is very normal acceptable rate in terms of the drug expiry. The normal expiry rate that we allow is less than 5%, and what comes as expired is in the range of less than 5%. It is in the range of 1.2%, which is very much normal. So there's nothing to say comes as expired drug, well, the hospital can't have the drug. No, the hospitals have the drugs, and the drugs that have been expired by ZAMSA has nothing to do with the affecting the stock availability. The stock is still available in hospitals.
In a separate development, the Bank of Zambia, BOZ, has maintained the monetary policy rate at 14.5% for the third quarter of 2025, citing sustained declines in inflation and improvement in the key economic sectors. Announcing the development following the latest Monetary Policy Committee meeting, Bank of Zambia Governor Dr. Denny Kalialia observed that while inflation has significantly declined, its expectations remain high and risks persist due to global trade tensions and geopolitical uncertainties. Dr. Kalialia disclosed that inflation has been on its downward trend, dropping from 16.5% in March 2025 to 14.1% in June and further slipping to 13.7% last month. He further announced that inflation is now projected to fall within the target band of 6 to 8% starting from the first quarter of next year. Dr. Kalialia has since attributed the recent reduction in inflation to improved agriculture output, lower fuel prices, and the kwacha appreciation, among others. In international news, the U.S. Department of State has released a report on the human rights situation in Ethiopia in 2024. The picture painted by the document is bleak. Extrajudicial killings, torture, and mass detentions. These are some of the abuses detailed in the latest annual report on the human rights situation in Ethiopia released by the U.S. Department of the State. Although the civil war in the Tigray region ended in 2022, Ethiopia is still plagued by armed conflict. The Ethiopian army regularly clashed with militias in the Amhara and Oromia regions throughout the past year. According to the U.S. State Department, which compiled information from reports from Human Rights Watch, HRW, and Amnesty International into its report, the fighting in 2024 led to widespread killings of civilians, mass forced displacements, ethnic cleansings, rape and other forms of violence against women and girls, as well as looting and destruction of property, notably by militias in Amhara.